I dare you.
Young man, from a home of poverty, I dare you to achieve success.
I dare you.
Young man, from a home of wealth, I dare you to attain wisdom and humility.
I dare you.
Young mother, to make your life a masterpiece. Strong women bring forth strong men.
I dare you.
Young executive, to shoulder more responsibility, to build magnificently.
I dare you.
Grandfather, to plan a daring program to crown the years of your life.
I dare you.
Whoever you are, to share the fruits of your daring. I dare you, who are weak, to be strong. You who are dull, to be sparkling. You who are slaves, to be kings. I dare you.
I dare you. These are the defiant, the provocative, the courageous words of William H. Danforth, pioneer businessman, humanitarian, executive, and founder of one of the nation's foremost industries. During his long and productive life, an admiring world honored Mr. Danforth with many high tributes and distinctive accolades. But of all these symbols of success, he treasured most the countless lives and careers that he had influenced, infused, and inspired with a thundering challenge of three simple words, I dare you.
Suppose you accept my dare. How do you meet the challenge? Listen, and I'll tell you. First, let's diagram your life, the way it is right now. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. Now, on the paper, draw a square, a simple, four-sided square. On the square's left side, write the word physical. Across the top, write mental. Label the right-hand side, social. And under the base, write the word spiritual. Now stop a moment and look at the square. Its four sides are physical, mental, social, and spiritual. This is your life, so letter the words my checker in the middle of the square. And just beneath it, sign your name. Now you have a tangible graph, a diagram of your personal life. Look at it. Study it. Burn this picture into your consciousness. Photograph it in your brain. This is the symbol of the richer, fuller life you're going to follow. The magic square that indicates you've accepted my challenge. What will the future be? Now that you've met my dare, I'll tell you. The day of defending your present possessions is gone. From now on, you're not going to worry about holding your job. Put the worry on the fellow above you about holding his job. From this day onward, wrong things are put on the defense. You have marshaled right things for the attack. Your eyes are turned toward your strength, not your weakness. Henceforth, you will wake in the morning thinking of ways to do things, rather than reasons why they can't be done. For now, to quote Herman Melville, you can truthfully say, what I've dared, I've willed, and what I've willed, I'll do. First, let's concentrate on the left side of your checker square, the side where you've written physical. Now, listen. I dare you to be strong. Regardless of your nationality, sex, age, where you live, or what you do, health is the foundation for individual success. Health is one of industry's greatest assets and the basis of human progress. If you were trying to qualify for the football team this fall or the basketball team next winter, would you object to eating at a training table, getting regular sleep, and going through a stimulating bodybuilding program that would make you fit when the crucial test came? Of course you wouldn't. Life is a much bigger game than football, but the same rules apply. You've got to keep strong, physically fit, full of energy and enthusiasm, or you'll find yourself on the sidelines instead of playing the game. I don't presume the scientific knowledge to suggest a complete program for your physical development. That is for you and your doctor, or some other competent person to work out. All I want to do is put the thought in your head and the urge in your heart to dare to improve yourself physically. Remember, you've accepted my dare, so why not ask yourself these questions? 1. Am I in good physical condition now? 2. If not, what am I going to do about it? 3. How will I do it? 4, will I stick to this dare until I win out? Now look at those questions over again. How about it? I dare you to be strong. Let's go back to your magic square. Across the top, you've written mental. That means mind, your mind, and the second side of my dare. I dare you to think creatively. Daring people can't afford not to think, just as they can't afford not to exercise. The big prizes in life are for those who think hard, think often, and think creatively. What is the difference between creative thinking and ordinary thought? The same difference lies between hot and cold, black and white, and day and night. The simplest explanation is that creative thinking means the developed ability to interpret the usual in an unusual way. A true story illustrates what I mean. A number of years ago, a Serbian shepherd boy devised a method of outwitting Romanian cattle thieves. As the lookout for other shepherds, his job was to signal them when the thieves approached. He did it by plunging a long knife into the hard-packed earth. Then he hit the knife sharply with the palm of his hand. The vibration carried his warning signal for thousands of yards underground, but it couldn't be heard by the thieves. Years later, that boy, named Michael Pupin, when he became an American engineer, remembered the underground signals of his youth. He applied the same principle to the telephone, changing it from a device that could be heard only across a city to an instrument that could be heard around the world. Thomas Edison used creative thinking to produce the electric light. George Bernard Shaw used creative thinking to construct successful books and plays. Of course, we can't all be Pupins or Edisons or Shaws, but we can think creatively to solve the myriad problems that each of us must face every day. Resolve to increase your mental ability and dare to think of a different, creative way to use it. We're back again to your magic square and its right side that you've labeled social. You'll probably ask, exactly what does social mean? And I say, I dare you to develop a magnetic personality. What is this thing called personality? Is it an intangible something born in some people and not in others? Can it be developed? Of course it can. If we reduce this intangible to its simplest terms, take it out of the scientific realm of psychology and psychiatry, personality is the quality which makes you attractive to everyone you know and meet. It has no relation to physical appearance, especially to what is commonly called good looks. Some of the most personable men who've ever lived have certainly not been the most handsome. Julius Caesar, Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, and countless other world leaders who have left indelible marks in history have been plain in physical appearance. What is it then? In my opinion, the principal ingredient of an attractive personality is unselfishness, a sincere and honest interest in others. When this is the basis of personality development, the outward evidence will take care of itself. Another rule of developing an attractive personality is to avoid dogmatic statements and irritating actions. Use persuasion instead of force. There's an old Chinese fable that marks this rule very well. According to that story, the North Wind and the Sun disputed which was the most powerful. They agreed that he should be declared the victor who could first strip a wayfaring man of his clothes. The North Wind first tried his power and blew with all his might. But the keener became his blasts, the closer the traveler wrapped his cloak around him, till at last, resigning all hope of victory, he called upon the Sun to see what he could do. The Sun suddenly shone out with all his warmth. The traveler no sooner felt these genial rays than he took off one garment after another. At last, fairly overcome with the heat, the traveler undressed and bathed in a nearby stream. The moral of that fable is obvious. Persuasion is better than force. It's in this important social side of your life that the principle of sharing becomes doubly effective. Here, in truth, the more you give, the more you're capable of giving. I dare you to develop the fine art of finding, making, and keeping friends by the giving of your time and personality to others. You can be bigger socially than you've ever been in your life. Just take these dares. You can meet every one of them. I dare you to replace Old Man Grouch with Winning Smile. I dare you to replace a half-hearted handshake with a firm and sincere grip. I dare you, your social self, to generate that magnetic spark. It's a spark that will become an urge so overwhelming you can't resist it. An urge that wakes you every morning with a desire to do something for someone else. An urge that puts you at ease in any situation and with any group because it's founded not on the thought, what can I get out of them, but rather on what can I give. Then you will have won my dare to develop a magnetic personality. Now we come to the base of the square, the side that's marked spiritual. It is to you, strong of body, brilliant of mind, and magnetic in personality, that I am talking now. What price all of these without the inspiration of a cause? Since the beginning of things, man has had the capacity for some kind of spiritual life. Unless this side is developed, it dies, and all the other three sides suffer. No man can allow part of himself to die without penalizing the parts of him which continue to live. If attack is the keynote of growth in our physical, mental, and social lives, why not in the spiritual life too? I dare you to build character. Let me tell you a story that illustrates what I mean. We were climbing up a great trail toward the mountain peak. Jimmy, my 5-year-old grandson, was struggling to keep up. "Are you tired, Jimmy?" I asked. "My feet are tired," he replied, "but myself isn't." Myself was Jimmy's spirit. Up the great trail was an adventure for 5-year-old Jimmy. Up the great trail will be adventure for 20-year-old Jimmy, 30 or 50-year-old Jimmy. As long as the spirit is there, Jimmy will continue to climb. Occasionally, of course, his body will tire, but Jimmy's spirit will never tire. There's an old Hindu legend that at one time all men on earth were gods, but that man so sinned that Brahma, the god of all gods, decided that the godhead should be taken away from man and hidden someplace where he could never find and abuse it again. "We will bury it deep in the earth," said the other gods. "No," said Brahma, "because man will dig down in the earth and find it." "Then we'll sink it in the deepest ocean," they said. "No," said Brahma, "because man will learn to dive and find it there too." "We will hide it on the highest mountain," they said. "No," said Brahma, "because man will someday climb every mountain on earth and again capture the godhead." "Then we do not know where to hide it, or where he cannot find it," said the lesser gods. Said Brahma, "Hide it down in man himself. He will never think to look there." And that is what they did. Hidden down in every man is some of the divine. Ever since then, he has gone over the earth, digging, diving, and climbing, looking for that godlike quality which all the time is hidden within himself. It is this spark that I am daring you to turn into a blaze. It is this radiance we must recapture. It is something genuine, something for everyday use. It is the spirit that naturally makes you do the right thing at the right time. The spirit I'm talking about is not one that sulks in the shadows. It belongs up with the captains and the kings. It's a spirit proud of its heritage, one that flies its banner high. Lift your thoughts above the commonplace. Think on noble things. Soon you are a higher level. If you consider religion something to be put up with, it becomes a drudgery. But if you consider the building of character, or ethics, or morals, or religion, whatever you choose to call it, as an opportunity to grow, then the unseen things of life take on a new significance. Physical strength demands exercise. Mental alertness demands study. Winsome personality thrives on service. Religious growth requires action. The actual doing of right things instead of the wrong. We advance only by doing. You may say your prayers tonight, but unless tomorrow you can act on them, they are not worth much. It is not for me to tell you what your spiritual dare should be. You know your own life. There is just one big thing I dare you to do. Beat your best. Spiritual investments are repaid 1,000-fold. Don't worry about your few little loaves. Invest what you have. the returns will be far more than you realize. Catch some great challenge of service. Men do great deeds under a magnificent obsession. Go ahead and try.